2009 marks the 70th anniversary at the National Film Board of Canada. To commemorate, the NFB in Toronto and Montreal continues to engage Canadians with free film screenings in their cinemas. But Christine Collins, head of Toronto's NFB Media Tech, says they've also given the public a chance to experience their full collection.
Here at the Media Tech, we're the public access point for the National Film Board in Toronto. So all of our activities this spring and summer and then leading into the fall are our 70th anniversary themed. One of the main things that we've done this summer is we've opened up our digital viewing stations for free. So on those stations, we have over 5,000 films from the NFB collection, and anyone can come in off the street for free and stay as long as they want and experience the NFB.
In Montreal, NFB CineRobotech spokesperson Florence Francois mentions the vast catalog available to all at personal viewing stations.
There's close to 10,000 films that you can have access to, and after 5 p.m. every day from Tuesday to Sunday, there's 1 hour free. And for students, there's a special after 3 p.m. every day. They can always have access to the person working there at the counter, and they know all the history of the collection of the NFB, and they can give you an insight on what films would be great for you depending on what your subjects of interest are.
The NFB's diverse range of socially relevant documentaries to cutting-edge animation has garnered thousands of awards over the years. Collins believes that the ability to tell unique Canadian stories adds to the audiovisual legacy at the NFB.
Coming here is a full experience. We have something for everybody, from the youngest kids to the oldest seniors. We have something for everybody. So when you come here, it's more than just watching a film. It's engaging the filmmaker or engaging with a workshop facilitator or engaging with fellow citizens who are interested in discussing a different subject, really pulling apart a film and putting it back together. So really the focus here is engagement. It's bringing the NFB to citizens and also having citizens engage with the NFB. We have over 100,000 people a year here in our space, and we're very, very proud of that.
According to Francois, interacting with the public is the most important factor. By screening films of a social and political nature brings many curious minds inside to rediscover the NFB.
We have to stay focused on what there is out there, not to stay in our little bubble of creation. So we're really trying at the CineRobotech to be in contact with people. A lot of time we have requests of screening that film, and we really listen to what the people want. For example, the connection we have with the Festival des Droits de la Personne. Each month they have a screening here. It's called a rendezvous. They wanted to be present all year long outside of their festival.
Earlier this year, the NFB put hundreds of its films online completely free of charge. So far, the response has been tremendous, and Collins says the MediaTek has seen an increase in viewings as a result of this.
Having the online screening room has been a really big deal for us as well, because I think it's piqued an interest among Canadians about the NFB, and they just want to learn more, so they are coming here to learn more, which is really exciting for us. Initially, you know, when things go on the web, we sometimes are a little worried about face-to-face, but it's very clear that the face-to-face is still very important, but people are really interested in engaging in the NFB in different ways.
To complete their 70th year, the NFB plans to participate in many major film festivals throughout the country. And the direction of the NFB is to spread Canadian culture by film all over the world.
We really are focused on celebrating, reflecting on all of the milestones that we've had in the past, and really focusing on our innovative future, where we're headed. We look back and we're happy to see where we've been, and that the NFB's always been on the cutting edge of new technologies, new ways of making films, working with different filmmakers. But we're really looking towards the future. What can we do next? What's the next big thing? And how can we really access all Canadians and bring them into Canada's storytelling fabric, which is what the NFB's all about.
At CineRobotech, Francois hopes to see more citizens make use of their services at the NFB and online.
A key role is to stay in touch with the people. That's really the key role of the NFB, to stay focused on what the reality is, what the problems, the beauty, the challenges are, and to stay on track and to really le partager aux Canadiens, to really share this with the Canadians.
At the National Film Board of Canada, I'm Adam Bema.